I'm Jason Brown with LPP News and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, here's what we know so far about the PAC fire. As of 8 p.m. last night, the communities of Long Valley and McGee Creek remain under mandatory evacuation. Residents of Crowley Lake were being escorted back into their community at 8 p.m. as the evacuation order was being downgraded to a warning. Escorts are available and were from both sides of the southbound and northbound closures of Highway 395 last night, beginning at 8 p.m. The only entrance to Crowley Lake will be South Landing Road. Crowley Lake Drive will remain closed between McGee Creek Road and Long Valley Fire Station. Benton Crossing is reopened to vehicle traffic. Aspen Springs, Hilton Creek, Convict Lake, and Sunny Slopes remain under evacuation warning. Fire last night was currently at 3,400 acres with 0% containment. Fire activity has decreased due to the precipitation in the area. Crews will work through the night. Additional resources are arriving today, including an incident management team. Fire cause is under investigation. If you'd like to see, we have quite a few live reporting videos through Sierra Wave Media. As Kat Greenman and myself went up there as we were invited in to go and show what was happening on the ground at the time. And it was approximately between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. You'll see the beginnings when we arrived of the crews clearing the hot spots in the center divider and the sides of Highway 395. Then we go down and show the crews working northwest along Crowley Lake. We then go back down south and show the McGee Creek Lodge and just some smoldering going on down around the creek and a few little hot spots, but the lodge appears to be unharmed. Those videos are available on our Facebook page. We'd like to thank the following businesses and inform the community of resources available. Convict Lake Resort is giving free housing. Bishop Dog Boarding Donna has space for dogs. Access Mammoth is helping those impacted by the fire with food, clothing, or lodging. Mammoth Mountain is offering free housing for Crowley Lake residents. Tom's Place is staying open to feed locals and firefighters. Mammoth Middle School is an evacuation place for people. Tri-County Fairground is an evacuation center for people and animals and is also a Red Cross shelter. Doorstep Deliveries will deliver food at no charge. Rolling Chef is providing food. Grocery Outlet of Bishop will supply food and etc. as needed. Contact their management. If they can gain access, McGee Creek Resort will be open to feed first responders and those affected by the fire. If you have a second home and are willing to rent it out, please contact us. If you're also one of the businesses or people helping support and we didn't mention you, we'd love to update our website and Facebook page with your information. Contact us to spread the word, news@sierrawave.net. What to expect this weekend is widespread rain and snow in the mountains, but also potential flooding. A potent system will move through the weekend, bringing widespread precipitation to the area. A flood watch has been issued for Inyo County and San Bernardino County Saturday morning through early Sunday morning. Then a second colder storm moves in early next week, potentially bringing winter impacts above 6,000 feet. Well, here's a public service announcement from the City of Bishop Planning Commission vacancy. One seat of the Planning Commission will expire in January 2026. The City of Bishop is seeking persons interested in serving on this commission. All interested persons may contact Bishop City Hall at 760-873-5863, extension 124. Applications and descriptions of duties and responsibilities of the commission are available at City Hall located at 377 West Line Street in Bishop, or on the city's website at cityofbishop.ca.gov. Applications will be accepted until 4 p.m. on Friday, December 5th, 2025. The Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce hosted its 9th Annual Business Excellence Awards Gala on November 6, 2025 at Canyon Lodge, honoring standout businesses, organizations, and individuals who work, strengthens Mammoth Lakes. With 180 attendees from across the business community, the evening reinforced the Chamber's ongoing role as a connector, champion, and voice for local business success. This year's gala embraced the theme, The Ripple Effect of Excellence, celebrating the idea that the positive impact of one business reaches far beyond influencing employees, customers, the local workforce, and the community at large. President and CEO Brianna Goyko said, tonight isn't just about awards. It's about acknowledging the businesses, teams, and individuals who show up for this community every day. Their success strengthens our economy, our workforce, and our quality of life. The 2025 winners are Nonprofit of the Year, Volunteer, Eastern Sierra, VES, New Business of the Year, Local Scoop, Mammoth, Customer Service Person of the Year, Fernando Villapando from Vons, Business Front of the Year, Mammoth Brewing Company, and The Eatery. Young Professional of the Year is Cassidy Moyer, Mammoth Disposal. Tourism Champion of the Year, Anna Allen, Mammoth Mountain Host Department. Business Person of the Year, Billy Deaver, Black Velvet, The Shed, Mammoth Pizza Company. And Business of the Year, Breakfast Club. Mammoth High School Huskies volleyball won in three sets last night and will play again on Saturday. Congratulations, Huskies. Other articles of interest that you can find on our website or on our Facebook page are C5 Studios presents Chilly Nights, Warm Delights, a downtown art walk. We'll talk more about that on Monday's news. Also, the U.S. Department of Justice has now joined the lawsuit to stop California from using its new congressional map. Tyler Beadle has Community Police Academy Session 6. It's about Community Police Academy, Tribal Justice, BLM Rangers, and Wildlife Protection. And then we also have the Bishop City Council examines housing needs, Caltrans shares progress, and the establishment of a new ordinance. All that can be found on our website at sierrawave.net. For more news, guess what? SierraWave.net or our Facebook page, Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And talking about culture and the people who shape it, tune in to Skippable News, out new today. Thanks for listening. I'm Jason Brown.